Hi there, this is Alvin with KickstartCommerce.com, and I'm here at NamesCon 2018 live, and I'm here with Andre Gary. If that name sounds familiar, it's likely because he is the winner of the DSAD.com NamesCon ticket giveaway. And so he, tell me a little bit about how you won that ticket and how it all came to be, because I think I saw, what I saw was you on Twitter responding saying, or rather the, was it the congratulations tweet that you had won the ticket?
Right, sure. So, I follow Domain Shane and a lot of industry influencers a lot, and I just happened to see that they were doing a giveaway. You know, and I just randomly went on ahead and put my name. I responded back to the tweet, not really thinking too much of it, you know. I was just like, hey, can't hurt to enter.
Right.
And I believe it was probably like a week later, I received an email from Shane Coulter saying, congratulations, you know, you were the winner. And I totally missed the drawing and everything that went down with it. So my first notification was reading the email, and I was just kind of blown away by it. You know?
Wow. He's like, well, I guess I have to get my ticket together now.
Right.
So obviously, I mean, we've chatted before briefly, but tell, I guess, our listeners just a little bit about your experience as a domainer and, you know, how long have you been at it and what types of names are you looking at, and have you, better yet, have you even had a sale?
Okay, sure. I've been at domaining a little over a year now. I was, I guess a spotlight was put on the industry by a YouTuber named King Human. He done a segment on the domain industry, and he just kind of highlighted some points about what it is, exactly what you do, buying a name and selling it for a greater value, things like that. It really blew me away. Kind of got inspired by his YouTube and go to Google and I put in the domain industry. I think that's exactly what I searched, the domain industry, and came across Domain Sherpa.
Wow.
So once I came across Domain Sherpa, it was lights out. I was on the website looking at every possible interview that I could, and you know, it was a great source for me. I know it's been a great source for a lot of other domainers in the industry, but it was absolutely great.
Wow, so you found Domain Sherpa when Mike Seiger had it. Now Media Options, they have it.
Right.
And so I guess that next question for me is really just based around, so you talk about Domain Sherpa and how it helped you gain insight, but did you do any of like the DN Academy?
Yes, I did. I was a DN Academy student.
Really?
Went through the whole process of
graduated.
It was great. I actually think I have a few segments on there that I didn't kind of cover. I kind of skipped around, you know. But I was doing so much. I was doing DN Academy, and I was reading all of the blogs and, you know, just trying to get as much insight as possible.
Right.
This industry, I really must say, once you start digging in, there's a lot of resources out there to really educate yourself, you know, and bring yourself to the next level.
Definitely. So how'd you make the transition then from obviously going from Domain Sherpa to DN Academy to actually leading up to that first sale? Like, what was that transition?
Well, actually, I've purchased names in the past for, you know, just different business ideas that I had personally. Didn't really know that there was a industry or a resale industry, you understand what I'm
right.
saying? So I think one of the first names I actually bought was BillSmartDesigns.com.
Gotcha.
And, you know, wanted to do something, had the name, always re-registering it. But, you know, once I start learning from Domain Sherpa and DN Academy, learned about the aftermarket, NameJet, and the GoDaddy auctions. Man, that was like the light bulb went off.
Wow! So which I guess domaining platform or aftermarket platform would you deem your favorite?
Right now, it's GoDaddy auctions. I'm not a fan of how some of the auctions go. You know, there's been this thing where I would win, and then they would come back a few days later and say, hey, sorry about that, you know.
That good old clawback.
Yeah.
And for the most part, I mean, you know, like GoDaddy, so they, I guess, shoot, it was back in, I believe, December 2017 mm-hmm. that they implemented kind of their expiry process or
right.
change process that, you know, to basically take away a few days.
Right.
owners can still renew, but they renew instead of a 42-day period. I think it's like a 30-day period.
Right.
Which hopefully ensures that you don't have those moments of celebrating, having victory,
right,
and then only to figure out the day that the domain was supposed to be transferred to your account, then you figure out and you go, oh, wow, the domain wasn't transferred at all.
Right.
So they're doing things to definitely help out. But have you done any work with, like, NameJet?
NameJet, I don't think I've actually... I have things on NameJet in back order.
Okay.
I haven't actually purchased anything from NameJet as of yet. But,
gotcha.
I definitely keep my eyes open to, new investment opportunities on NameJet and other websites. Let's see, what other websites do I use other than NameJet? GoDaddy is really, really my main.
Honestly, they got Flippa, Dynadot.
Don't really mess with any of those too
much.
Gotcha.
So it's strictly GoDaddy then. That's
right.
Where
GoDaddy
is that where you own or keep or manage most of your portfolio?
Most of my portfolio is over at UniRegistry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's okay. Where I house all my domain names.
And so why UniRegistry?
I like the way their platform is set up. I also like the way that, when I get an inquiry on a name, how quickly they respond to, the buyer. It's been working out pretty well for me.
Gotcha. Okay. So then in terms of, tell me a little bit about your first sale.
First sale.
What was that like?
November 2017, mypayroll.net.
.net.
.net.
Wow.
.net. Yes,
wow.
Yes.
Do you remember like the return or the return on investment that you had?
I'm not too sure on return on investment. I know I probably had about $30 invested in that name. I bought it around 2015.
Wow.
And end up selling it for about $2,700.
That's nice.
So
especially for a .net.
For a .net. Right,
especially
right.
For a .net.
Well, I go back to the education that I picked up from Domain Sherpa and Dean Academy. .coms and .nets, they do sell. So,
So, in terms of your portfolio distribution, is it primarily .com and then .net, or do
it's,
you?
It's probably 80% .com, 20% .net.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. What would be your advice for first-time investors?
Dig in, do your research, understand the industry and what you're getting into. I think the biggest takeaway I've learned from this industry really comes from Ali Zandi. It's about building your instincts.
Right.
How to value a domain name. That is the most important thing before you buy anything. Don't waste $5,000, $10,000 and Drew Rosner's case, I think it was $200,000 or
right.
Something like that. Don't make that mistake. Dig in and learn.
So have you put in money that you go, oh, shoot, yeah, I probably wish I won a couple grand back?
Or, right.
Or has it really
been? It's been very minimal.
Gotcha.
I was one of the guys that I want to learn from everybody else's mistakes before I make the same mistake. I've been a slow learner into coming in the industry and not really buying, and going, say, okay, why did I buy that? Taking it slow, but I'm making sure, I want to cover everything, really understand what I'm getting into.
Right. So shifting gears a bit and coming back to NamesCon, obviously, you won the ticket, but then what was your goal? As you came into NameCon, did you have a certain objective that you wanted to achieve, like walking away saying, you know what, I did XYZ, and I feel that it was worth my time to be there?
Well, coming to NamesCon, I really wanted to get a better understanding on how I can set my business up as a domain investor. And meeting with some of the companies here, I think I got a good grasp on some of the tools I can use to better make better decisions, set my portfolio up a little bit differently, and also just learning about some of the new CCTLDs, some of the GOTLDs, just kind of looking in those areas of opportunity before I actually dig in. But it's been an eye-opener for me,
What's been, because obviously there have been jam-packed content, sessions, panels, keynotes, workshops. What was your favorite?
My favorite. Oh, man. It's not over yet, so that's hard.
Exactly.
My favorite right now, I enjoyed the security session. You know, I'm reading stories about folks being hacked all the time, and I don't think domain investors really understand the importance of changing your password consistently.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big one for me. It would suck to pay $1,000 or $5,000 for a name and then go to your account one day and it's vanished, you know. So I think that was real important. The one this morning with VeriSign about, you know, owning the world's largest or most valuable domain portfolio.
Right.
I learned a lot of good information in that as well. Just what they sell, kind of how their algorithm, how they set the algorithm up to project buy it now names and things like that. It was really interesting as well.
Wow, good to hear. So then in terms of, you know, what would be your advice to someone that's coming to NamesCon for the first time? Obviously, you're here for the first time.
Right.
And so it's one of those questions of, you know, you get here and you kind of, do you dip your toe in? Do you jump in doing a cannonball? What do you do? Like, what has worked for you?
I think day one I dipped my toe in.
Yeah.
And, you know, I went back to my room that night and reflected a little bit. And I was like, you know what? Hey. Tomorrow I'm going out. I'm trying to meet as many people as possible, talk to as many folks as I can. You really just need to dig in.
Right,
the community
which is how we hooked up.
Right, exactly,
right.
Exactly. The community here, very open, very friendly. You know, you can pretty much just walk up to somebody, kick off a conversation, and, you know, there you go. Just dig in.
And would you say obviously kind of plugging NamesCon, not that either one of us have anything to do with NamesCon, but it's one of those things of going, is it worth the investment of time away from home? Obviously, you got to take off work for some of us, but
right.
Then, you know, paying for flights and all of that. Is it worth that time? Even if you didn't win a ticket.
Right.
Is it worth paying?
I would definitely say yes. Yes, absolutely. You know, some of the things I'm taking away here, I'm going back home, I got it in my toolbox, and I absolutely know I'm going to utilize it to become a better investor.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, that's been our time here at NamesCon. So, Andre, I definitely thank you because I know as a newbie, if you will, a new investor, you know, coming out and having your voice recorded, I know you're probably like, I don't even know what's going to happen with this recording. So, man, I appreciate you for opening up, sharing a bit of insight as well as your reflections and thoughts about the domain industry. And I wish you continued success.
Right.
And like I said, hopefully we'll be in contact.
We definitely will. Thank you.
All right,
man.
Definitely. All right. Kickstart Commerce community, that's it. Stay tuned for the next podcast or video, and please visit kickstartcommerce.com.